Hello, this is Matthew, and I would like to welcome everybody back to a special episode of The Geek, The Nerd, and The Tangent. It has been a year since we lost our beloved friend Brett, and I wanted to do an episode in the spirit of remembering our friend, so I wanted to share a few experiences and memories. I also have some notes from Eric Mueller, Justin Reeves, and Jason Bentley that I'll be including in this episode as well. It's been a hard year for us, Brett's friends. We miss him dearly, and what's more, I'm sure it's been tremendously difficult for Brett's family. He was a quiet part of our lives, but a stable, peaceful part. If you've been to our website, geeknerdtangent.com, you probably know that I've written a couple of things about my friend Brett, and there's a couple of those things that I want to share in this episode, as well as another memory that I have not shared yet. And the first one I wanted to share comes at the time just after his passing, when I was seeking for some sort of confirmation that my friend Brett was not gone, that he still existed in whatever form it may be, that his consciousness is still there, the Brett, the essence of Brett is still out there in this universe. And I really wanted some sort of confirmation that that was the case. Now, the confirmations that I'll share here, they can easily be dismissed by anybody as coincidences or whatever you want to say. But to me, in my heart, and at that time, they were what I needed. So I'm going to actually go ahead and read exactly what I wrote on geeknerdtangent.com. So you can go there. You can actually see a photo of this as well. And this is what I said there. I went to visit Brett today. I just wanted to sit with him for a while. This was a moment of somehow both introspection and extrospection. Introspection as my mind wove a tapestry of memory. Extrospection as I sought for confirmation that Brett is well, that I was only visiting his body and his spirit and consciousness lives on. It was during this solitude and peaceful meditation that I happened to look skyward from where I sat at the resting place of my friend's body. There, framed perfectly between the trees that stand as sentinels for his grave, was a cloud in the shape of a bat. That cloud shape perhaps looks like nothing to the general passerby. To me, it was a bat signal from heaven. A couple of minutes later, and that bat had turned back into amorphous particles in water. Just a wisp of cloud, I looked up at the perfect moment. That symbol is forever tied to Brett in my mind. He would be seeing wearing paraphernalia with that symbol. He once explained the joy he felt in having his daughter watch Batman the Animated Series with him. On at least one occasion while visiting Brett in his home, I recall her proudly sporting a well-worn pair of pajamas with that very symbol. The perfect symbol of their loving father that she adores. And there it was, in the sky, as I sought for evidence of Brett's continuity. Eric shared a note that I will read here on the podcast. Unfortunately, I had some technical difficulties in getting the podcast equipment up and running for all the microphones to be functioning. Where's Brett when you need him, right? And so it just made it easier for everyone to kind of share a note or, as Jason did, a pre-recording that I'll insert into the podcast. But this is what Eric had to say. This last year has been some trying times for all of us. With the pandemic keeping us away from family and friends has been hard. 1 year ago, this world lost one of the finest people I have ever known. When Brett died, I thought I would have been left a void in my life, but I have found joy through the birth of my son and finding peace that life is hard, but can still find joyful things in this world. Even the birth of my son wasn't an easy one. I miss Brett every day. I miss talking to him about Star Wars, nerdy movies, and missing his wisdom, and laughing at my sometimes weird and random bold statements. I will never find another person like him. He truly was an amazing friend. You don't find too many friends in this world that you truly appreciate you for who you are. As Spock says, I have been and always shall be your friend. Thank you for sharing that, Eric. It's very emotional for me to read that, and I'm grateful for your words and your memory, and I'm grateful for the friendship that we share and how much Brett meant to us, and how much he's brought us together even more, and continues to do so since his passing. One other experience that I'll share from my own archive is, some of you may know, if you're listening to this, that When Brett passed away, I thought it would be a nice idea to make a flag with the Geek Nerd Tangent Goose. And it's kind of a black flag with an orange goose that says the Geek Nerd and the Tangent that I put by Brett's graveside. And this was really special. This was kind of another little confirmation to me that Brett's there. And I guess just to preface that, I usually go on walks on Sunday. I try to take a little bit of a longer walk and get some meditating in, think peacefully. And thankfully, where my family and I have moved is relatively close to the cemetery. And so often my Sunday walks, in fact, most of the time my Sunday walks will take me past the cemetery, where I get to sit with Brett for just a moment each Sunday and kind of think about his life and how much he meant to me and how grateful I am for him. And I get to ask his advice on certain things, and I get to remember how patient he was with his kids, and hopefully that helps me be more patient with my kids. But I will say, in all this time, and this is kind of a preference to this experience, but in all this time, I have never heard geese on this property, and that may sound super random and out of context, but it's important for the story that I'm telling. I've never heard geese here, and I've been there, I don't know, at least 50 times since Brett's passed away, probably, and I've never heard geese. But there was one time, and it was identical to the goose noise that I'll play here. That was our random roundup flock of geese.
It's time for the random roundup.
As soon as I went to put the flag up for the first time by Brett's grave, the second I put it on the stand for the flag to stand erect and blow in the wind, that very moment, I heard pretty much that exact same goose noise that is in that clip I played for you. I heard it. I heard it very clearly. And sure, it could have had something to do with geese migrating. I don't know. Maybe it was super coincidental, but it sounded just like that noise. And so it seemed like another little nudge, another little confirmation that, yeah, Brett's still there and he can still be a part of our lives, even though it is in a very different way than it used to be. That brings me to sharing Justin's words that he sent to me to share for this podcast. And I'm grateful for him in doing that. He's had a lot of family things going on, and we just couldn't quite make the scheduling work for him to be here in person. But I'm really grateful for his words that I get to read. So this is what he sent to me to read about Brett. I can't believe it's been a year since one of my lifelong best friends, Brett, passed away unexpectedly. I had no idea anything was wrong that Saturday when I tagged him in a Star Wars-related Facebook post that I was just sure was going to get a laugh out of him. My wife found me crumpled in my closet floor, crying hysterically because my buddy was gone. His death started off the worst year of my life as my wife fell dangerously ill with viral meningitis. I started a new job as an assistant principal, and with COVID, it became a very difficult year. I printed off a picture of Brett and I at the Avengers Endgame premiere and put it on my wall. I looked at it every day for strength and for a reminder of who I want to emulate. Until a few weeks ago, I pretty much abandoned listening to the Beatles for a whole year. The memories were too painful, but I relearned 8 days a week, a song that he and I jammed together back in high school. I felt close to him. I really enjoyed The Mandalorian season 2, but I found myself sad at the end of every episode because I wanted to pick up my phone and text my buddy to see what he thought of the vague Easter eggs that only geeks at our level would appreciate. His influence stays with me every day, and will stay with me forever. I pray for comfort for Holly and his wonderful children. I really appreciate that in February of 2020, he came over to hang out and interview me for The Geek, The Nerd, and The Tangent. I miss my friend so much. I miss his laugh, his passion for the things we enjoyed. I miss going to concerts with him, and I miss our conversations. I'm not gonna lie, losing him broke my heart, and I'm still struggling. I'm lucky to have a testimony of a savior who will reunite us again someday. Oh man, the hug I will give him is going to be monumental, legendary. Love you, buddy. You're doing good wherever you are, and you still keep me grounded every day in what I know to be true and right. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate those words. It's very, very sweet to be able to read. I'm going to go ahead and play Jason Bentley's clip. I'm going to insert that here.
Hey, Matt, thanks for giving me this opportunity. I think I'm probably going to get this into you a little late. It's not for lack of trying. Probably recorded this about 6 or 7 times now. I'm hoping this one's the charm because I have, as I've rambled on various different other ones that have gone on for 7, 8 minutes, I now in theory have a list of what I want to say. We'll be able to hit it in a way that hopefully is somewhat coherent. But I'm actually sitting right now in the room where I got your text that Brett had passed. And being here, it feels like both like it was yesterday and like it was forever ago. I still remember the feeling of horror, of numbness, of getting on my phone to the group chat that we have and seeing that both your message saying that Brett had passed away, but what had really driven it home for me that Brett had passed away was seeing all of our pictures down at the bottom with Brett's pictures above the rest of ours. I still can't believe he's gone. And I feel like that, so I guess there's really 3 thoughts. I'll try to limit myself to 3 thoughts so that this doesn't become another forever voice recording. But one is how much I admire Brett. Even, you know, I still think about him. And I think, so actually I'll start with this thought first. The greatest thing that I think Brett gave me is your guys' podcast. I think I mentioned this last year. You know, that podcast was kind of a trip down memory lane for me. It was great to be able to go on with you guys from time to time. And then I got on your guys' chat. And it's been really, really great to have, you know, friends, right? There's the old saying that, you know, the greatest miracle that Jesus ever did was he had 12 close friends into his 30s. And I don't have 12 close friends, but I have at least 3 others and 4 others with Brett that I've been able to say that I have into my 30s. And that's a huge gift. I wouldn't be as connected to you guys without Brett. And then this is going to my next point, which is that I still greatly, what I admired about Brett when I met him in my 20s, what I admired about Brett when I met him again in my 30s, and what I will always admire about Brett is just how, I mean, I can't even describe the word, like just low-key sounds a little bit like I'm being disrespectful, but like open-minded, curious, loving, you know, someone like, I feel like most of the people in our group are tend to be more alphas, and by alphas, you know, or at least we think we're alphas, you know, we're barking, we all have our opinions and we're throwing them in there. And I would watch, you know, how Brett would participate in these conversations, and I would always ask myself, man, why can't I be more like Brett? And I still ask myself that question even now. Why can't I be more like Brett? Why am I so dang opinionated? Whereas Brett had opinions, but again, it was just the way that he had opinions and how teachable he was and how open he was. And, you know, half the time I find out I'm wrong later on. And so it's like I say, I mean, that's one of the things that I miss most about Brett. And it's one of the things that I admire most about Brett. And then, yeah, I guess the third thought that I had is just how much I continue to miss Brett. How much he's a reminder to me that you just can't take anything for granted. I hope that that you know, his family's doing well, and I miss him. And once again, thanks for doing this on the 1 year anniversary.
Thank you very much, Jason, for sharing that. I appreciate you recording those thoughts and memorializing our friend. I just wanted to end with one more experience that I had, and just a memory that I haven't shared of Brett yet. That's a really tender example of the type of friend that he was and the wonderful conversation that he and I had. This took place in the parking lot of Water Gardens movie theater after Brett and I had watched a movie. I don't remember which movie it was. I don't think it was anything spectacular. It's probably something like Hobbs and Shaw. I don't know. But the important thing was the conversation. And I think this is a good example of Brett being so great and helping people figure out what's going on in their head. The subject came up of nicknames, because I think we had been just talking about the dynamic of each other in the group of the podcast, the podcast trio. And that subject of nicknames came up, and particularly a nickname that I had given Eric of Punk Lips, and I know that's super weird. And I was shocked to learn that Eric and even Brett at one point had honestly thought I was being rude or derogatory with that nickname. And I was frustrated to hear it, and it made me upset. And we continued to talk, and because Brett was actively engaged in both listening and replying, he helped me see what was going on. And in my mind, the nicknames that I have given have always been a way of me expressing love. It's a strange way of telling people that I love them. In my sad little emotionally immature way, it's my way of telling people that I love them. Even with a bizarre and strange nickname like Punk Lips, I was sad to learn that it had been construed negatively. Though in hindsight, I realize that's a very normal thing for it to be construed of, because normal people don't say I love you a weird nickname. And Brett helped me see that, and I expressed to him that it was hard for me to say the words I love you outside of my wife, and that wasn't something that I easily formulated and or expressed freely. And then we ended up talking about how important it was for people to tell each other, I love you, our friends and loved ones. Although we talked for much longer than either of our wives could have possibly appreciated, that conversation left me feeling motivated and empowered to tell my friends, I love you. And I returned the sentiment, I do love Brett. I hope we'll all take a page out of Brett's book of listening and engaging in meaningful conversation with our friends. I think what he discovered there about my habit of giving nicknames really was eye-opening for him in a way that he realized something about me, that maybe I wasn't quite as goofy as I might come across, but that there was actually something in some strange way that was sweet going on with those nicknames, that it was a way for me to express love. And I remember as Brett was leaving that night after our conversation, he deliberately looked at me and said, well, Matt, I love you. And I returned the sentiment, and I'm super grateful for that conversation. And it's just a good example of the kind of friend that Brett was. If any of you would like to share experiences with Brett, we would all love to hear about them. I don't know what the best forum for that is. I would love for you to share them with me if you email us at geeknerdtangent@gmail.com. I would love to hear about touching experiences that you have had in relation to Brett, and maybe not even touching experiences, but just fun things or funny things or things you guys did together or cool memories of Brett. And I would love for you to share those with us at geeknerdtangent.com. And if you would like, I can even put them on the Geek Nerd Tangent blog, which is on our website. And I would encourage you guys to go check that out. And thank you so much for listening. And that is the end of this episode. We miss our friend. Our prayers are there for Holly and the girls and Josh. And we love you guys. Love the rest of Brett's family as well. And we wish you guys all the best. Let us know if there's ever anything. I think I speak for all of us when I say, if there's anything you guys ever need, we're happy to help.